And we're on the phone this time with Coach Mike James. He coaches the Fayette Lady Falcons, and he's got a couple of players here that are worthy of the honor of being with the KMZU basketball dream team. Coach James, thank you for your time, and let's get right into it as we always do. Let's hear about your first player, a sophomore forward. Let's hear about 5 foot 11 inch tall Haley Strootman.
Yeah, Haley Strootman was our first year starting for us this year on a real young team, and a girl that played a little bit as a freshman, but really accept the role as our number one option on offense most nights, our number one rebounder. I mean, she averaged about 9 points a game, about 9 rebounds a game. A real athletic girl, showed tremendous leadership, set her career high 5 different times this year. Was just a real, real good surprise for us as how quickly she developed, and I really believe that the sky's the limit for Haley because her work ethic is tremendous, and she continues to grow, and she's never stopped working out in the weight room since the season stopped, and she continues to, you know, you got to chase her out of the gym for shoot arounds and whatnot. So we're really pleased with what she brings for us, and we're very excited to have her for the next couple of years, and I think you'll be hearing a lot about Haley Strootman as you hear more about the Lady Falcons basketball program getting better and becoming more of a force like it was traditionally in the past.
Tell us about Haley, something that you can't coach that she is capable of.
You know, like a lot of players, the biggest thing about her is that she's a real competitive player. And, that's a trait you notice about a lot of players that receive, you know, these honors, you know, all-district, KMZU, Dream Team, things of that nature. When the game starts, I mean, her personality in school is kind of laid back. But when the game starts, she's a fierce competitor who will do anything to help her team achieve its goal of winning the game. So that's something that, you know, it's hard to coach, and you definitely don't have to motivate her when the game starts.
Absolutely. And what are some of the things you'd like to see Haley work on in the off season?
Well, she's one of the, even though at 5'11", she's not what I would call a strict post player. She actually has almost a guard's build, and she definitely can shoot the basketball a little bit from outside. So to make her more of a complete player, we've talked to her about, you know, who could guard her if she was an inside-outside threat. So ball handling, long-range shooting, all things that she's okay at. But if she really kicked it up to the next level, then I think you'd start to see what possibly could be a really special player.
Amazing. Well, congratulations to Haley Strootman and her selection this year, and we hope to hear great things out of her, like you said. Coach James, we're going to move on to the next player, this time a senior, a point guard, and a small one, but I'm sure she's very speedy. 5'3" tall, Natalie Kimball.
Yeah, Natalie is new to our program this year. She was a transfer student out of Iberia, and she was we didn't know she was coming, really. She was a blessing in disguise and really took over the leadership role of our team, something that we needed, and a role she fulfilled beautifully. She got along instantly with all the girls. She led them in the right direction through just example of how hard she worked and how hard she worked in games. She was our leading scorer for the season. She shot the best percentage from two-point range. She did a lot of things, led us in assists, steals, you name it. All the things a point guard should do, she did. She was definitely our floor leader out there. And we would have, you know, we were a young team that struggled a lot this year anyway, but I couldn't even imagine where this team would have been had Natalie not moved to Fayette. So we are grateful for that. And it's a fortune she's a senior and only got to have 1 year with her. But what a leader, what a tremendous bulldog attitude, and just a tremendous, intense player that really I think our girls can use, and I'll use her as an example for the next couple of years about what we hope all of our guards and all our players in general, what kind of attitude they portray on the court.
Do you know what her post-graduation plans are?
You know, she's playing on this little all-star team that's going to travel around and things of that nature. I know she has some college basketball aspirations. I'm not sure if she's made that choice yet or I've got that all worked out, but she definitely has some ability and some talent. I mean, her size, of course, is something that most programs overlook when they see that height, they kind of ignore, but she's something that you need to take a look at because I would say that she's got the potential and the work ethic and the drive to possibly play maybe the small college level.
What would you like to share with Natalie and her family right now as she's listening?
Well, I just want to let them know that how appreciative we were, how, you know, it's never easy, especially your senior year. Can you imagine, you know, having to move from a school you've been going to a long time and move to a completely new place with new players, new coaches, new teachers, new everything, and for her to come in and with the attitude that she showed, I mean, she just always was happy about things and always was trying to do the right things for our program, even though it was a new program for her. So that's a difficult thing for any player. So I was appreciative of how she handled that. I mean, a lot of girls might not even want to play, you know, in that new of a situation and feel uncomfortable. She never felt uncomfortable, and she provided our young team with much-needed leadership. And like I said, I hope we can use her for years to come. Even though she won't be around, we can always point to the example she set of when you're handed maybe a situation you don't necessarily like, you know, instead of making it worse, you make the best of it. And she had a really good, solid basketball season for us. For that, I'm appreciative.
Sounds like a remarkable young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to Natalie Kimball, as well as Haley Strootman. Coach, is there anything else you'd like to share with these young ladies before we let you go?
No, I just, you know, we're happy that we're getting Haley back. And we think that, you know, even though our season wasn't great this year, we definitely have the nucleus intact to be a pretty good basketball team the next year or two. And so I'm excited about that because, you know, most of our team this year were underclassmen. So she's definitely going to have to, you know, become that leadership role for our team. And for Natalie, you know, I just appreciate everything she did. Like I said, I've already mentioned how difficult that must have been for her, but she came in and made the best of it, and we're a much better team because of that. So I want to thank her.
Well, thank you, Coach, and we appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
That is Coach Mike James of the Fayette Lady Falcons, and he's made his selections for the KMZU Basketball Dream Team.